Does Samantha even work at the office anymore? Spoiler alert. Yes, she does. She's right over there. Let's see what she's up to in this week's episode of...
So that's that, Tammy. I got out of there before Hank had a chance to eat my face or try some new office lingo on me. I still don't know what would have been worse.
You know what's not worse? Cat cafes! Yay! They're opening a cafe that's full of cats. You can just pet them as much as you please, as you get all nice and strung out on caffeine. When are we going, Samantha? I'm free whenever.
No, Tammy, that's not what I was saying at all. Not even remotely close. Okay, let's start over here. I was just saying that HR asked me questions about working in other departments to see where I'd fit best, and before I knew it, that bathroom priest gave me a petition to get 69 signatures so we can get casual Fridays reinstated. I just got back from checking out the Department of Synergy, and there's a chance they might be more evil than Satan. I am still trying to get the word borderization scrubbed out of my memory.
Sorry, you've lost me completely again in all that boring mumbo-jumbo. When anyone starts giving exposition that I don't care about, I start making my own little stories and conversations. I like to call them Tammy trips. Sometimes I don't even know where I'll end up. Aren't I fun?
Well, that's the theory, at least. We still have yet to test it.
Oh, you. Already quipping me like we're best of friends, which we will be, and possibly already are. So when can I pen you in for a trip to that Meow Meow Mocha Cafe? They even have tiny little cups for the cats.
If I say yes, can we never do anything again if it doesn't go well? Not saying that it won't, of course.
Ha! Tammy doesn't even know what that means. And I mean it! I had to see multiple psychiatrists since I was a child for that reason. Couldn't take no for an answer.
Let's take a rain check on the Meow Meow Mocha. Well, anyways, I need to make Eucharist, as the bathroom priest says.
Pooping! Yes! I am familiar with it. Few things feel better than a good BM after a hard day's work.
You know, I'm worried you're growing on me a little bit, Tammy.
I'll just be here on a Tammy trip then. Maybe I'll end up in a Bermuda Triangle on a crazy ride with a space horse. Space horses have the most fun.
Oh, yeah, can I get your signature from you before I head off to the bathroom?
Sure! Though I gotta warn you, since you're checking out all the departments, watch out for a little guy named Mystery Ken. Rumor has it, he's mysterious. But I think HR has made sure to keep him separated from any interns after the last incident.
Man, what won't end up killing me here?
Not much! But I won't keep you. Go drop off those Browns at the Super Bowl now, champ.
Who's there?
It is I, Bathroom Priest!
What the hell? You scared me again. Do you really live here or something?
Of course I live in here. What kind of respectable bathroom priest would live in a home? I sleep in a large toilet in this handicapped stall.
Ah, this is all starting to make sense now.
What's that? Are you saying I smell like I live in a toilet? That's rude.
No, not at all. I was just figuring out why there's a giant bed-shaped toilet in that stall.
Took you long enough. Also, quit taking number twos in my bed!
Fair enough. And, sorry about that. Well, while I'm in full-on question mode with how today has been going, what's with the huge black robes and weird bird skull-like mask? Is that part of the bathroom priest outfit?
No, I just think they look really cool. People take you way more seriously when you dress like a plague doctor. Well, that's enough of those questions. What's your progress with the signatures for Casual Friday?
Oh, it's going great. I already got two from the Department of Synergy and Tammy for whatever she does.
Only three? I was hoping you would at least have five by now. We gotta get 69 signatures on that form before HR will even take a look at it. Just imagine how fun all of your coworkers will be when they can wear Hawaiian shirts with flip-flops to work. It'll be like a Jimmy Buffett concert every Friday here, but with a lot less divorced dads vomiting on their stepchildren.
This isn't really encouraging me to get it done any sooner.
Sorry, pep talks aren't my expertise. If you need me to exorcise a demon out of a bidet or turn your pee into holy water so you can totally burn a Dracula with it, I'm your man! I'll leave the self-motivation and signature grabbing to you, intern. Everyone seems to like you better anyways, and also, I smell like a toilet, so my people skills aren't exactly skyrocketing. Holy shits, you're literally my Eucharist, and this isn't exactly the world's easiest job. The last time we had a possessed urinal in here, we lost 3 employees to it!
Okay, fair enough. And also, you, on that Eucharist thing. Why is everything I'm learning today a dark secret I want to forget forever?
Because that's what being an adult is. Now go get some signatures. I just ordered a really nice pair of Hawaiian Plague Doctor robes on Amazon. They have little guitars and cats wearing sunglasses, the pattern.
I'll be leaving now.
It seems like our plan is coming to fruition. All of the puzzle pieces are falling into place.
Whoa! Holy shit! Have you been here the whole time, Mystery Ken? You almost scared the Eucharist out of me.
We were literally talking seconds before Samantha came in. What is wrong with you, BP? I gotta know you have my back on this one.
Of course I do, and hey, I was the one who thought of getting the new girl to get all the signatures to get Casual Fridays reinstated. Pretty dope idea, if I do say so myself.
That fool! This is what you get, intern, for being an everyman character. It'll be too late before she even realizes what she's done!
What are you laughing at? I didn't even tell you a joke. I literally just remind you what we're doing.
Sorry, I am just in full-blown Legion of Doom mode today. I can't stop giving exposition and laughing at things that aren't jokes. And by God, our plans will work as long as no meddling kids get in the way!
Now you're getting your Hanna-Barbera properties mixed up. Are you sure I'm the one you should be worried about?
Sorry, just feeling rather Machiavellian. Trust me, we've got this. And once again, I am not the one wearing creepy medieval doctor outfits and living in a bathroom like some weirdo.
How many times do I need to explain the importance of having a bathroom priest? And hey, you start to get a little weird when you live in a bathroom. I can't help that. Just the other day I started making a vision board for all of the Arby's I want to visit in the United States. Even the secret states. I'm not even going to eat at them. I just want to visit them. Lord knows that they've given me enough business. I think I should see a doctor. I'm very lonely.
How often are you crying under that mask?
I would say 50-50.
All right, I am done here. Yeah, smoke bomb!
Oh my God, he turned into smoke! That's amazing!
I didn't turn into smoke, you idiot! I just wanted a cool exit.
Whoa, that is a cool exit! I need to order some smoke bombs post-haste!
No, that's my thing! Damn you, super friends!
Next time on Clerk and Dagger.
I sure do miss driving in a car. Miss riding in my automobile with 2 wheels. I miss looking through the periscope. Oh, and I sure do miss feeding the carrots and brushing its mane. I should get out more.
This has been Clerk and Dagger, Episode 5, The Bathroom Priest, or Friday. Clerk and Dagger is produced by Machine Culture, created by Richard Kniazuk, written by Brandon Kirkman, directed by Kelly Opalko, recorded at Big Dumb Studios, editing and sound design by Luke Griskoviak, Caitlin Czekorowski as Samantha Newberg, Richard Kniazuk as Tammy, Brandon Kirkman as Bathroom Priest, Tyler Babcock as Mystery Ken. Visit us at machineculture.com, and remember, I've got my third eye on you.